Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
BJ and Seahawks start off their season this Sunday, and it's always great to talk to our next guest, our good bud of ours. He's a Hall of Famer. He's in the Seahawks Ring of Honor. The man himself, Walter
Jones. Big Walt, good to have you back on, buddy.
I'm good to have you on, guys. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
So, of course, you are again doing the fifth quarter along with Paul Silvey right after Sunday Night Football, and which is great because we get to get your take since you played the game. And a lot of times, man, you know, some of the announcers, even some of the players that you just wonder if they remember what it was like to play the game. And I always like your take because you really give it to us and let us know realistically what you're thinking and what needs to be, you know, be improved on the team. And so, Walt, I guess the big question is going to be how should we think about the team going into this first game against Indy? As a fan, you want to be excited, but what should we be thinking? How realistic should we be?
I think we should be realistic. You know, I always put my money on Russell. You know, as long as we still have still the core guys that have set the standard. You know, Russell, you got Bobby, you got guys that are still there that kind of keep you in that same moment of, you know, when this team was great. So as long as you got those guys, you got to feel good on where this team is at, you know, what they was able to do last year, even though there was a disappointment there in the playoffs. But still, and again, they was there. You know, we added another team, and we was still able to get into the playoffs. So you got to think, you know, this team is still built and still ready to get into the playoffs and make some noise once they get into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know if you pay attention to a lot of, like, the articles that come out there, but it's like it's already starting, and I'm like, oh, here we go again, because obviously it was all the drama and all like the hoopla about Russell Wilson and the team, and now I'm seeing all these articles that are just like, if they don't at least go to the Super Bowl, Russ is probably gone. Do you, as players, do you guys pay attention to that much, or is it just like just dumb noise in the background that you're just like, whatever?
I think guys now, you know, because there's so much social media out there, guys can see stuff. You know, I can remember when I was playing, you know, if you didn't read the newspaper, you really could kind of keep yourself away from what people are saying or what writers were saying. But nowadays, you know, you have so much people that report. So now it's so hard unless you just put your phone down. You know, you see players have done that. Once the season started, they kind of go black. They don't do a lot of social stuff. But still, those guys hear that. You know, they understand. You know, people are talking. People are patting them on their back or putting them where they think they should be. So those guys see that stuff, and they want to go out and prove themselves wrong. And then now you get a chance to see a game on Thursday night. That was a great opener to the season. So now you kind of see, you know, okay, where what type of, you know, this league is a copycat league, you know. And I think a lot of times people want to see, you know, you got to understand you only win with quarterback play. So you're hopefully that this year that now we get a chance to see Russell really play. You know, we have seen him for going on with 10 years now. So now you want to kind of see, now you're thinking that Russell is in his prime. So now let's put the football in Russell's hand and let's see what we can do with Russell Wilson.
Now, Walt, it's famous, of course. We're talking to Walter Jones, Big Walt. By the way, if you have not checked out Walt's clothing line, best to ever do it at b2edi.com. Best to ever do it. I got myself a couple stuff from there. It makes even me look good. You got to check that out. Yeah, you got. I don't know if you got new stuff out there. I haven't checked the website lately. I got to go in there because it's the beginning of the season, Walt. But I love what I got.
I know, man. Thanks a lot, man. You know, I'm working on it. You know, I think the cool thing about the, doing something like this is, like, I like the process of it. So, you know, we're still working. You know, a lot of things have slowed down just because, you know, everything that we've been dealing with here in the last year. But still, again, I'm still working, still putting stuff out there. So hopefully here in the next month that I have some new stuff on the website. So go check it out, guys. It's still, it's a work in progress, but I have enjoyed the support from a lot of people here in Seattle and all over the world.
And what I love about your logo. And dude, I love that you don't charge $40 for your t-shirts, because yes, I have a t-shirt addiction. And it's just like, oh, these are actually reasonable prices for t-shirts. Because it's a hard thing to go home and be like, babe, I just dropped $40 on another Seahawks or Kraken shirt.
Thanks for that. We're talking to Walter Jones, Big Walt. Walt, this is the first game, one of the toughest games, because you just don't have film. I mean, you don't have video to look at.
I think a lot of more of the first game is all about nerves and getting out there. You know, you've been through training camp, you've been through preseason game. You kind of don't put a lot out there because you just don't know. So now everybody get a chance to work on new stuff. But most of the time, guys, you know, if you got your nucleus guy there, you got everybody's back. You know, everything kind of falls into place. We got a new offensive coordinator. So, you know, I think everybody's waiting to see, you know, what this offense going to be about and what this defense still going to be about. So I think for everybody, for fans, it's still something new. You know, we kind of know, you know, I think a lot of us kind of figure out how the first game going to start out slow. But, you know, I think I can go back to the game last night. You know, both teams came out and kind of played on all cylinders, functioned on all levels. So I think that's kind of set the standard for everybody, especially in the NFC, that, you know, you're going to have to throw the ball around to beat these teams. So I think it's going to be fun to kind of see what this team's going to be and see what type of team they're going to be throughout the whole season.
Besides Russ, is there one player that you're most excited to see what they do this year? Like, you feel like, okay, this is going to be a breakout season for this guy.
I have to go with DK. I think we want to see if he's going to take over the number one spot. If he's going to come out and be still consistent. You know, you kind of see the growth every year, you know, talking to him and being around this kid want to be great. So I think for me personally, I want to see the evolution of DK, see what DK going to do this year. If DK going to continually keep putting the numbers up and doing things to help this team win, you know, becoming a number one receiver, even though Lockett is there too. Guys are definitely guys that can go out there and make plays. So I'm looking forward to seeing the type of player that DK is going to become this year.
And Walter, you know, a lot of folks wondered about the maturity, because being such a young dude and some of the things we saw him do on the field last season, we thought, wow, that's what a sort of a young dude does that. Maybe a more mature person doesn't. Do you feel like that, you know, this new year is going to see a little bit more of that maturation?
I think so. I think you got great guys behind him. You got guys like Russell. You got guys like Bobby. You know, I'm always looking at the guys that are there to help those young guys come along. So I think it's all about just understanding, you know, what he brings to the table. And I think as a receiver, I think you have to have that little macho about you, you know, that the demand is. So, you know, you go out there and make plays, you know, every year that you consistently making plays and your quarterback believes in you. Now you can go out there and demand stuff. And now you want to see that fire on the sideline. As long as it's not affecting the game, you know, camera, you have to understand that nowadays there's cameras everywhere. You know, when we play, you know, you can cut up on the sideline and nobody sees nothing. But nowadays, you have to always keep your composure at all time because you have cameras on you at all time. But for me personally, I love that fire on the sideline where you want the ball all the time and you want to be the one to make all the plays.
Speaking of the sideline, it just got me thinking, like, back in your time of playing, who was the guy on? Because you always see, like, the footage of the mic'd up stuff, and you see certain players are more characters than others at cracking jokes. Who was the guy when you were playing that was always, like, keeping the team spirit high?
I think for us, you know, as an offensive lineman, I have to say Robbie Toback. You know, Robbie Toback was great at, you know, with Robbie, Chris Gray. Those guys came from other teams, so those guys understood what it takes to be great and what it takes on the sideline too. A lot of times you can be doing stuff on the field, things can be going right, the coaches are in your ear. So you always need that one person that can kind of pull the guys together and let them know that, hey, you're we got to get this job done. The coaches can give us the X's and O's, but still, again, we have to go out there and get the job done. So most of the time, it's Robbie Toback, and most of the time, it's the quarterbacks. You know, the quarterbacks are the guys on the team. So those are the, most of the guys that are coming around and trying to keep you motivated because, you know, you can have a great game this week, and then next week, you just can't get things right. So you have to have those guys to kind of pull everybody back together and kind of refocus. And, you know, I put that on Robbie Toback, and mostly that's what centers do. You know, they're the guys that try to keep all us together.
We're talking to the best to ever do it, Walter Jones. You can tweet him at BigWalt71 and make sure after every Sunday Night Football on King 5, you watch him and Paul Silvey break down what happened with the Hawks on the previous that game earlier, I should say. And that's Sunday nights right after Sunday Night Football on King 5. Walt, here's the thing, man. I mean, you said it. We have a new offensive coordinator, and I mean, look, we've got obviously some pros on the offense that, you know, are that know each other. But still, what kind of adjustment? How long should we wait? Because we had a great start to last season, but you know, this season, I mean, if we don't get off to a great start, I'm thinking, you know, adjustments and all that. How long do you think it's going to take before they really get to know the coordinator gets to know them, they all get in sync? I mean, I feel like that's going to take a little time.
Oh, it's totally going to take a little time. I think it's all about, you know, the play caller and see what type of game plan. You know, I think everybody looking forward to that. If they're going to come out and throw the ball all around the field, or we're going to live on our Pete Carroll laws that we're going to run the ball and not put the ball in harm's way. So you never know what's going to happen. So I think everybody is excited to see. I think it's going to be, it's going to take a while. Probably going to take here probably about a month or a month and a half where you kind of really see, you know, everybody wants. Hey, what's that bread and butter, what we live on? So I think for now, I think it's all about just seeing what type of team the team is going to be for the next month here. And then now you can kind of start seeing, you know, if the running back, too, the running back, you know, we have a great running back crew, guys that can come in and spell these guys, and the offense don't stop. So I think it's just a matter of kind of everybody trying to feel their way out and kind of seeing what type of plays that this offensive coordinator is going to call and kind of how they're going to let Russell play. So I think it's going to be fun to see what this team is going to be doing here in the next month to kind of see what type of team this team is going to be. That, you know, we have a longer season, we got an extra game, you know, so I think it's going to be great for these guys to kind of get out there and kind of just see what they're going to be about and see how teams going to play them.
I'm glad you mentioned that there's the extra game. I'm going to put you on the spot now, though. So what do you think record-wise? How do you think the team's going to do when all is said and done?
Oh, man, that is on the spot.
You know what? Yeah, I always, you know, Russell, I think since Russell's been here, he's been at 10 wins. I think only one time since he's been a starter that he hasn't had 10 wins in a season. So if you put 10, now you got an extra game, 7. So I would go probably, 12? I'm saying 12 and 5, or maybe what, you take one away, so you go 13 and 4.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a matter. I think in that range right there, between 10 and 13 games, I think I think this team can definitely do.
And Walter, who do you like outside of the Seahawks? Maybe, you know, in our conference, outside our conference, is there any team that you'd be like, oh, you know what, we got to, because I don't know how many people were pointing at Tampa Bay last year. Even though Tom Brady was there, I don't think anybody still gave them much of a chance to go to the Super Bowl, even make the playoffs. Who are you liking so far in our conference and outside our conference?
You know what, I think for me personally, you have to look inside your conference. I think our conference, it's probably the toughest conference. You know, the Rams picked up a great quarterback, you know, and what he can do. You know, a lot of time you hear people talking about, you know, he hasn't won a playoff game, but he had played a lot of football. So I think from that standpoint, you're getting a veteran quarterback there, and that, you know, with that defense that they have, you know, all that quarterback have to do is don't mess up. And then you look at Arizona, you know, Arizona have been our nemesis every year. We just haven't figured that team out yet. So, you know, I always look into our conference. I think now if we keep an eye on everybody that we're playing in our conference, I think we should be okay. You know, I don't try to look outside our conference just right now. I look at what we have to worry about for 8 games. So I have to look at those guys. So I worry about Arizona and I worry about the Rams. So for us and the Seahawks, I think if we take care of our business and our division, we should be right there in the hunt.
And that's it. I mean, we talked about our conference. You pointed out 2 teams in our division, and it seems like, again, we might have the toughest division in our conference, which, you know, I mean, it's a great thing to know that, listen, we're playing amongst the best, but at the same time, it's like, can we get a break? Maybe not be in the toughest division.
I don't know. I think for players, I think we want to see the competition. You know, you saw the game last night where a lot of times, you know, you hear everybody talking, everybody want to, you know, they're going to go out here and they're going to do all this. But then you're thinking about what is that going to do? And then all of a sudden, you have a great game where, you know, it's almost one of those things where, you know, Tom Brady has been in the game for so long, so you understand, like, don't leave no time on the clock. So it's almost like now we as fans understand what you shouldn't do as a team. You know, what do? You put the points up, but do you leave how much time you leave on the clock? Because you got a guy that's been playing this game for so long. So now for us as fans, we just want to see that. We want to continue to see great football. And sometimes we think we understand what's going to happen, and you never know what's going to happen.
Well, Walt, I'm looking forward to your breakdown every Sunday after the Hawks game, after Sunday Night Football on King 5 with Paul Silvey. I always get a lot of good info from that. And don't forget, man, check out b2edi.com. Some great clothing from Big Walt. Best to ever do it. And you can tweet Big Walt at BigWalt71. It's always great to have you on, Walt. We do appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
See you, Walt. You too, man. All right, well, we'll see, Steve. All right, and we got Cliff Averill we're going to be talking to a little bit later on, too, about the whole thing.
9:17. Former Super Bowl champion with the Seahawks, Cliff Averill, will join us.
Yeah, it'll be good to get his take as it's getting more and more exciting. It's Sunday. Can you believe? It's like Steve said, it's hard to believe that it's on us, and it's on us. This Sunday, the first game of the Seahawks season. Now, we have a question for you. What do you think was picked as the top sound that triggers happy memories? I'll tell you all about this at 8:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A new poll was done about sounds that trigger happy memories, and it found that it happens to us about twice a week on average.
Steve, your order is ready.
Yeah.
At any fast food place or any to-go place. That's my favorite sound.
Yeah.
It's going to be done closer to eating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That's actually triggering happy memories right now. I like that.
What about the sound of this is dumb, but the sound of freshly popped, the popcorn machine, the popper.
Oh, yeah.
I get so jacked on that.
I'm looking at all of these. There are no food-related sounds.
And that's all of Steve's. Right. Steve's are all food-related.
My next thing, fries are done.
Oh, that guy's great. Ah, damn it. No.
I know, remember, I was about to say when you flip the burger on the grill and when like that side hits the hot, you know, when they get that sizzle going.
That sizzle's such a great sound.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking about that right now and I'm just excited.
No, there's no food on this list. Wow.
What the hell are people into then?
Yeah.
If not food,
I mean, I think they're lying. I really do. Because I feel like, Steve, all those things you mentioned are really great. Like, it made me think. Like, I haven't even heard them. You just talking about it makes me happy.
Anytime with these lists, it's like the typical things. Like, the sound of rain.
Oh, like, that's number 9, Danny.
It's a nice, relaxing sound.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that they don't get creative with these lists. The sounds of waves crashing on the ocean.
Number 2 on the list.
Which would you rather, rain, waves, or the sizzle of a burger?
Burger.
Right.
See, I immediately went towards like nostalgia childhood. The sound when you turned on your Game Boy Color for a video game, it would be like the ding, whatever, the Game Boy little intro thing. That always just, like, you know you're going to have a good time.
Oh, the sound of internet dial-up. Because you knew that you were maybe about like 3 or 4 more hours away from seeing that boobie.
Yes, maybe.
Still took a while. Wow, okay. I'm going to tell you this right now. Nothing like that on the list either, Vicky. These are all I would call natural sounds. There's no like manufactured sounds or food sounds, which has me believe these people are lying. Because hearing the sound of my favorite video game, is something like that. That always made me happy.
All right, now I got to get in the mind of the Danny philosophy of trying to think of something that's just new.
Maybe. So he gave you Waves on the Beach, which is number 2. Which, by the way. Okay. I get that because, you know what, I remember when I was on vacation and just being able to go to bed hearing those waves.
Oh, it's awesome.
I said, I got to get a wave machine. So my Alexa plays ocean waves for me every night.
That's not the same.
It's better than nothing. It's better. I mean, you know what? I mean, I kind of go, oh, yeah, the ocean sound. And it kind of does. It's a sound thing. That's what this whole list is about. It puts me in a good place.
The sound of gunshots reminds me of growing up in Brooklyn.
The sound of gunshots. Is that the new Disturbed version? Is that the second one coming out?
I don't know. I was trying to figure something out.
The sound of gunshots.
Yeah. That's a good one. Wow, all right, how about this? Birds chirping.
You know, that's in the number morning, 3, Steve. Congratulations.
Yep.
That's number 3.
What about a crow banging on the top of your ceiling of your roof of your house?
Now, when you say a crow banging, is the crow having sex or literally banging your ceiling?
I don't know. I'm confused. I've not figured it out yet.
I can tell you what they're doing.
What are they doing?
They're rolling walnuts off of your roof to crack them. More than likely, because that's what the crows
do. For real?
Yes.
How do you know that, Crow Whisperer?
Because I've literally watched them do it. We have, like, off of the bar of the house, we have a nice little slanted roof, and they will literally roll nuts off of the roof to try to crack them.
You are like, listen, man, you and the crows have an unnatural relationship as well.
Yeah, tell me about, ask me about my cromies.
Yeah, I don't
want to. You know, I'd rather them do that than do any real damage. I was like worried that maybe they're doing some serious damage, but if they're just rolling nuts off my roof, I'm okay with that.
It's generally not going to be that bad.
It's the woodpeckers that are ones that you got to watch out for. Those
serious.
Guys.
Serious.
Yeah. How do you know that's not who you have, Steve? You might have woodpeckers thinking they're crows if they're making a banging sound.
Yeah, but I've seen them, man. We've locked eyes.
Oh, I've seen the crow banging
it's
on
crows.
My roof. I
crows.
Know it's you, yeah. Bitch. Yeah, I've seen a woodpecker just going at my house, and I'm like, you son of a, look at you. And he's wooding his way into my woodwork.
A texture has a good one. What, waterfall or a stream?
Number 6 on the list, ladies and gentlemen, waterfall.
How about a kitten purring?
Oh,
someone just texted, I'm not a cat guy, but the purr of a cat is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, everybody. Yeah, see, now you know. See, now that you know it's not real stuff, because I don't, honestly, I mean, I guess it's nature.
Steve, could you do that cat purring again, please?
That was a cat purr? I thought you were having a stroke.
I thought he was watching one of those
I can't videos. Roll things on my throat.
Oh, really? I flagged that.
Is that it?
I feel bad for your wife.
Wow.
She's living a blessed life. You watch yourself.
Wow. Yeah, with that cat purr impression, yeah, she's living a blessed life, all right. Yeah, so we've got waves crashing on the beach at number 2, birds at number 3, we've got a waterfall at 6, cat purring at number 7, rain at number 9. That we've got a few you've missed, people.
Ooh, crackling fire. A couple of people just texted.
Number 4.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That's a good one. I do like that sound.
Yeah.
Have we gotten number 1 yet?
No, I'm not too sure any of you losers will get number 1, and I would be in the same camp. Yeah, I will say this: this is not a natural sound. This is actually not a sound in nature. Well, number 1, I'll give you that.
You called us losers, so I'm going with the texture said the sound of a slot machine paying off.
Right,
that's a great sound,
man. That is. How many times do I hear that? Never. It's not that.
It's a natural sound.
The rest of them are all nature type things. You know, they're natural occurring events. This one here is something that's manufactured by man. This sound.
Oh, the sound of coffee brewing in the morning.
That's a good one.
Oh man, that is a good one, Danny, and should be on the list, but it's not.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, it's just like a little babbling.
Wait, was that a cat? Was that a cat stuck in a coffee pot? What the hell was that?
In my head, I hear it. There's just a disconnect between my brain and my tongue and my mouth.
It sounds like you're trying to hawk a loogie.
Ew, please no.
No, don't do that. How about you? Yeah, you don't want to do that. No, that's that. Is he still trying?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. I usually hear that in the morning after.
How about
the stretch a little bit?
There you go. There's your coffee. It's kind of a cauldron of coffee. But
it's like a hot tub or something.
I'm picturing like a witch with like a
coffee and Halloween.
You want decaf?
Caffeine and trouble. Yeah. Number one is more. Let me give you another hint. It's all about the romance.
Slam Town?
Oh, those kind of noises?
Yeah, the sound of Slam Town, which of course is number three in Disturbed's versions.
Squeaky.
Wow. And
macaroni pot stirring there?
Is it that? Yeah, that's it.
You need a bucket and a mop for it?
Squeaky beds.
Oh. Honestly, you and Vicky, are you two really? Can you get your heads out of the gutter?
You said it was romantic.
Well, romantic is not the sound of battery operated boyfriend in a puddle.
It's all the romance I'm getting nowadays. Calm down.
All right.
I was saying,
outside of Vicky, I should say.
My guess is Take Two to Tango, the squeaky bed. I mean, it could be one, but you know what I mean. It's not it.
No, I don't. You know what? I wish I didn't know what you mean. And please, I really did. I wish that everything you said just made no sense so I could go on with my life.
The Netflix dong someone just said.
Dong. Oh, that is a good sound. I mean, seriously, some of those sound banners, those are great. And they do make me feel like, oh, wow, yeah. But no.
Heavy breathing. Yeah. Someone texted it.
Heavy breathing. No. This, again, it's romance and something that makes you think of the one you love. And, let's just say this. You know what? It's prominent in our business. Our business has a lot to do with, this particular number one.
Speaking into the microphone. You know what I mean?
Why do I talk to this
person? It's gotta be music.
There we go. Close. You're close. It is
a song.
An old song you love. Yep.
Huh.
Especially if you haven't heard it in a long time. And, you know, a lot of times, I use romance as a clue because a lot of times it's that old song that makes us think of somebody we love, somebody in our life. But it could be, I guess, any old song.
Wow, you're great at clues.
Yeah, so, I guess that's
some good, like, you know, like Nookie or anything off a significant other from Limp Bizkit.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's an old song that you love. Yeah, and you know what, Vicky, you're right. Could have been a better clue.
See, one of mine is so weird with that, too, because I'll listen to it almost once a week is R.E.M. Shiny Happy People. And I'll just watch the video and just listen to the song because it puts me in such a good mindset.
I feel like that would be like a scene from like a movie of a serial killer.
Yeah.
Like getting ready to kill people.
Well, like the opening scene as he's like getting ready to get his implements ready. It's just playing Shiny Happy People.
Well, I mean, we are talking about the Rev, right?
I mean, really, this.
Yeah. I feel like that would be his song, and that would be also the opening scene to his movie. So we've got pretty much all number five we haven't got yet, and it's got to do with the winter.
I know it's the sound of winter. Never mind.
I know. I was about to say the text had brought up a good one: the ice cream truck.
That's a good winter sound.
Ding, ding, yeah.
Oh, it has winter. To be one of my favorites. I love like crunching on the fresh snow because everything's quiet, and the snow crunch is just that much louder.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking like a snowboard on fresh powder, but that's a little more specific.
I don't know what that sounds like.
And I'll give you a clue to number eight, which Bob Dylan always told us to remember, my friend.
The tambourine?
Yeah, the tambourine is the one. You don't know the rest of that song, I guess.
Nope.
Remember,
the answer is...
In the end?
The answer is in the end. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Right back to Slam Town. There we go.
Remember, my friend.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's number eight, trees blowing in the wind. No, you guys don't.
Of all the ones, I feel like that would be the one I'd definitely pull off the list.
Yeah,
I don't care about the sound of wind.
Like, if I hear wind blowing, I'm more afraid that either a tree's going to fall in my house or my fence is going to fall over.
I'm thinking, is the power going to go out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I suppose here in the Pacific Northwest, wind is, those windstorms we get, we don't like the wind so much.
Ooh, sleigh bells, somebody said.
Ooh, sleigh bells are nice, but how often do we hear those? I guess
when Santa's
Christmas
coming.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, when Santa's coming, right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'm usually asleep by then. Yeah, that's what it is. And finally, last one that we haven't got to, Vicky, if you like crunching in the snow, what do you like doing in the fall?
Crunching on leaves.
There we go. That's it. The leaves rustling.
Oh, so you said the sound of flip-flops when you're jogging.
Jogging in flip-flops?
That's what the text is, very specific.
Like, what is it? What does it sound like? Just think about it. It kind of sounds like a macaroni in a pot situation.
Yeah, it sounds more like Steve's back in Slamtown, if you ask me, but he's by himself.
My wife makes fun of me because I'm a loud flip-flop walker, and I don't know how to make it more silent.
I don't think you can.
Right. So everywhere we go, she's like, why are you so loud with your flip-flops? I'm like, I don't know. How do I lower the volume?
I'm so glad that sentence ended with flip-flop walker instead of what I thought you were going to say after making that noise. I can't even do it.
But she says you can hear me from like a mile away. It's like, it's just, I don't know what's going on with the bottom of the flip-flop hitting my heel, but I guess I make a loud sound.
Yeah, I don't know what, because I don't know what you're supposed to do about that. But then I think, wow, so she's a silent flopper? Really? She? I mean,
ladies don't make noises when they flip flop, DJ.
That's right.
Don't you know?
I forgot about that.
I mean, she's a quieter flopper.
I want to hear her flopping now. I really do, to see if she has any room to talk.
This is my wife you're talking about, man. Watch what you're saying.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't say that about your wife.
Well, yeah, it's because she never criticized my flopping.
All right, next time we're out walking, I'll record it.
Yes. I mean, we need to know if she's throwing stones or if, in fact, she's like a ninja when it comes to flip-flop walking.
Well, I never said she's like, she's quiet. She's just saying, I'm very loud. Like, she's probably like, you know, run-of-the-mill flopper. And I'm just like this out of the ordinary loud flopper.
Well, she's, you know, she's a tiny person, really. Yeah, where you are a monster. You know, not a monstrosity, but
thank you,
you're a healthy human. I mean, but you are, you know, you're much larger than she is. So I would imagine that your weight should, you know, have something to do with the floppage, you know.
Why?
Audio. It's just I don't know.
The bottom of the flop is the flip flop is just hitting your heel. Like I really don't understand why I would have anything.
Unless
to do
you're
it.
Pounding more with that power. You have the flop power.
Power flopper.
I got to go on YouTube to find out how to properly walk with flip flops. I don't know.
I mean, look, there's a way that you can. I mean, every time I watch the old Kung Fu, they say you can walk on rice paper without even making a sound, you know? And so maybe she has this sort of ninja way of walking.
Hey, texters are coming in with some good advice. Grip your toes for a quiet flip flop. And another person says, clench your toes when you're walking with flip flops.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's what it's saying.
You got to clench your toes. That seems uncomfortable.
Yeah, clench when you're flopping, everybody.
Oh, someone says the bigger the feet, the louder the flop. Like, thank you.
That's what I've heard, yes.
That could be my Tinder profile. I'm a loud flopper.
Yeah, you are. See, that's why I like sandals better. And see, there's too much involved with this. The loudness, then I have to grip my feet. I don't like that tong between my toe anyway.
Steve, all you need are Crocs, buddy.
Oh.
No, I'm cool with being a loud flopper.
He's not going to do it.
Fine.
Yeah. Not going to do it.
I think my wife would rather me be a loud flopper than walk around in Crocs.
Yeah. I have a feeling someday I'm going to put one of those on, a pair of Crocs.
You're going to love it. Like,
and I'm never going to go back, and I'm going to be so upset.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Start at home. Have it be your at-home shoes.
Yeah, I'll make it make it for my 65th birthday. That way it's like my retirement birthday.
Retirement Crocs?
Yeah, my retirement Crocs. I don't know if I'll retire at 65, but at least I can say, I'm at the retirement age now, so I'm doing it.
Some companies give you like a watch or something, don't they? I don't know if they still do that kind of crap. But
I know, they used to, but you're right. I have no idea.
Maybe that's like congratulations on 65 years old. Here's some Crocs.
Here's some golden Crocs, yeah.
All right. You know what? I'll take it. I'll take whatever I can get. Believe me, if this company gives me anything, I'll be very happy. Rather than the key to the door. Like, here you go. Here's a sign to the door.
This texture is a good one. I do like the sound of this. The sound of frogs croaking in the rain. That's the best.
That is actually really? Pretty cool, yeah.
Every time we go to White River and like you're walking home, you hear that little bog or whatever it is. And you just hear the frogs.
I remember my old development before they started building more and more houses for a while. Like you would just hear frogs at night and it was such a cool sound.
I don't know if I like that sound. I mean, I have all the other sounds, but all right. If you like the frog. Oh, wow. River. I feel like I'm there.
What about crickets? You like the cricket sound?
They're okay.
Just makes me think of outdoors life.
Yeah,
absolutely. Outdoor sounds are like amazing.
BJ is more of a parrot fan.
Yeah. Oh, that parrot, definitely. Yeah, see, I would have that parrot in my house for people to think that, you know what? This guy gets it done.
With a bird?
Well, they wouldn't know it was a bird. That's the idea, Steve. It's not like I'll put on a sign, hey, that's my bird, and I'm getting it done. It sounds like a woman. That's the point of it.
That sounds like a woman to you? It sounds like a bird doing a woman moan.
No, it does. Play that again, Danny. If I play, you wouldn't know that was a bird. Unless we knew it was a bird. Yeah, well, I wouldn't know that was a bird.
So do you really think this is Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I totally think that's Matthew making it happen. Why do you think that bird sounds the way it sounds? Because of Matthew McConaughey bird. All righty. Well, this has been a delightful break. Yesterday, Steve, you did get this one wrong.
What type of unit of measurement is about 93 million miles long?
Measurement? I don't know. What the hell?
Wow. A block?
No.
The universe?
No.
The galaxy?
Oh. No.
Yeah, I didn't even know this one myself. It's an astronomical unit. Which sounds very dirty. Hey, you want to shout out to Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 8:48 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.